Hello, it's the 25th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A successful Bedford River Festival has brought a welcome boost to local businesses. Held every other year, it costs Bedford Borough Council around £450,000 to organise. Almost two-thirds of those expenses are recovered through food, entertainment and business vendor fees and through visible advertising placement. The weekend event this year taking place along a 1.5 million pound refurbishment Bedford embankment drew an estimated quarter of a million people to the area. Each person is expected to have spent approximately £25 a day, excluding hotel accommodation, providing support to the local economy exceeding £6 million. Bedford's River Festival has overshadowed the beginnings of the Bedford Festival Fringe, which began on the 21st of July. Over 100 diverse performances ranging from comedy to poetry can be enjoyed by all. Bedford Fringe takes place mainly at the Quarry Theatre on St Peter Street and will end on the 31st of July. Stagecoach were busy promoting their new electric zero-emission buses at Bedford River Festival over the weekend. However, the company were criticised for inadequate services by not providing enough buses from Elstow Park and Ride to the event. Visitors face long queues and wait times at the location, many giving up and returning home. Stagecoach has blamed a surge in the weekend traffic, road closures and an increase in driver sick time due to COVID infections, also not having enough drivers overall. Dunstable's Nellie Phillips recently celebrated her 100th birthday, receiving congratulations from the Queen. She accepted a volunteer award for 15 years of service at Luton and Dunstable Hospital well into her 90s. Friends and three generations of family came together to honour her incredible life. That's all for your Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.